choice. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata Jumongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan, all as Zambia. Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football on DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolopolo cake at AFCON. All on. The talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in the sitting room. It's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Racista, when your hands on point, make confidence yeka yeka. With Mobit Relaxa, no more for fender. No burn, just smooth, strong, shiny hair. The new Mobit Relaxa has Moisture power to give you stronger, longer, healthier hair. Whether you want it curly, bouncy or straight, your look, your choice. After relaxing, use Movit conditioner to detangle and smooth. Pink lotion and sheen spray for heat protection. Pomade with natural oil to feed your roots and all day glow, even under the Zambian sun. From relaxer to conditioner, pink lotion to sheen spray, Movit is a full package. We fresh, we bought lazy. Shine! Movit relaxer for queens who stand out. All day confidence.
Fresh news from Lusaka, Ocabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Ocabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News.
The Oasis Forum gears up against constitutional amendment process, reserved to petition the Crown Court to nullify the constitution reform process. Lusaka prominent lawyer Makhebi Zulu has filed nomination for Patriotic Front presidency amidst huge supporter turnout. In international news, Angola celebrates 50 years of independence as social inequalities persist. In sports, Zambia under 17 national team takes a lead against Brazil.
And now, the Power FM News.
We're up front and reliable news every day. My name is Abigail Chassis. Lusaka prominent lawyer Makhebi Zulu has filed his expression of interest for Patriotic Front presidency amidst huge supporter turnout. Hundreds of people gathered in anticipation as Council Zulu formally filed his nomination to contest for the Patriotic Front PF presidency in the 2026 elections. Party members, supporters and inquisitive bystanders surrounded the PF secretariat to witness the submission of Mr. Zulu's nomination, the situation viewed as one of the party's most high-profile potential candidates. Speaking shortly after filing in his nomination, Mr. Zulu said his decision to run for the top position is not driven by personal ambition but by a genuine desire to unite both party and the country. He stated that his motivation is inspired by the late former head of state's vision to restore democracy, uphold the rule of law and protect human rights. In the meantime, Mr. Zulu observed with concern the shrinking space for freedom of expression in the country, stating that citizens should be able to speak freely without fear of intimidation or persecution.
I'm here as a candidate hoping to participate in this race, not for selfish ambition, but for purposes of uniting the party. That is what President Edgar Sassou-Nguesso died for. I remember the day he was coming back into active politics. He said, let us restore democracy to our country. Let us restore the rule of law to our country. Let us restore the respect for human rights to our country. Let us make sure that the institutions of governance are respected by everyone and they are independent. That's what he died believing. and someone needs to carry the baton and continue.
We will not forsake the vision of our forefathers
who fought for this country to be free.
To be free so that we are all able to speak.
Why is it that you have to go out of the country to be able to speak freely?
You must be able to speak freely within Zambia.
And the government must protect your right to say what you think,
even if they don't agree with it.
In another development, the Oasis Forum has relaunched a coalition against Bill 7 and is vote to petition the Constitutional Court to declare the constitutional reform process a nullity and contemptuous. In addition, the forum is of the view that the current constitutional reform process anchored on Bill 7 is being driven for narrow partisan interests to boost the chances of the United Party for National Development, UPND, in the 2026 elections. Speaking on behalf of the Oasis Forum, Law Association of Zambia last president Bingisani Zulu said the forum has resolved not to participate in making the submissions to the technical committee constituted by government to legitimize Bill 7. Mr. Zulu argued that participating in what he termed as a rigged process is a sham and contemptuous, adding that it only serves to sanitize a process whose results will not be inclusive. Addressing journalists in Lusaka, Mr. Zulu explained that the forum will formally write an open letter to President Hakainde Hichilema, urging him to provide leadership and hold the process. He also disclosed that the CSOs under the forum will undertake a nationwide coordinating car honking campaign from 15 hours to 17 hours to protest the unwarranted interference with the supreme law of the land. The forum has also indicated that they shall write to every member of parliament to remind them of their constitutional duty to protect national interest and public will by urging them not to support any amendment bill that undermines constitutional principles. Mr. Zulu called on civil society organizations, traditional leaders, faith-based organizations, and all well-meaning citizens to join the crusade against Bill 7. 13 people have been arrested in connection with the violence that broke out in Chingola on Saturday during President Hakainde Hichilema's visit to the district. The incident happened in Chiwempala, where a group of youths caused confusion, forcing the president to abandon the meeting. The riots led to violent attacks on people and damage to property. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu confirmed the arrest during a media briefing in Lusaka today. He said the suspects will face charges according to the law. Mr. Mwimbu warned that government will not tolerate any form of lawlessness, saying the Zambia police and other security wings will take decisive action against those involved. He says preliminary investigations showed that the attack may have been organized by unknown individuals with motives yet to be established. The minister also commended President Hichilema for showing restraint by directing security officers not to open fire on the unruly crowd, despite the serious threats to his life and that of others at Chiwempala Market. Meanwhile, the United Party for National Development, UPND, Lusaka Province Chairperson, Obvious Moriteta, has alleged that the incident which disrupted President Hichilema's engagement in Chingola on Saturday was politically motivated by the opposition. Mr. Moriteta said, while it is understandable that residents of Chingola are facing various challenges, resorting to acts of violence such as stoning the head of state is unacceptable. He emphasized that citizens should use peaceful and lawful means to express their grievances. He further called on the Ministry of Home Affairs to urgently address the issue of junkies, noting that opposition groups are allegedly taking advantage of them to incite violence and embarrass the government.
Also want to talk to our colleagues in Chingola, especially our colleagues who were sponsors to disrupt the meeting of the president, thinking that they've won the battle. They've not won the battle. And also want to ask, we know that it was politically motivated, but you don't win elections by stoning the president. PF lost elections by beating people in the street, by stoning people, they lost elections. You don't win elections by stoning the president. We understand your frustration, colleagues, the few colleagues, those junkies who caused mayhem at that meeting where the president came with a good gesture to donate about 10 million to Impala Market then you decide to disrupt it because we are sponsors. It's not only Chimbola which should be looked after. The president is looking after the whole country. What about the youth in Zambia who doesn't have the dump site?